This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I do kind of think that there actually needs to be a moment where we actively say we're starting, because I do think we need to be hey, we're doo-dah. Zibbity-doo-dah.
Well, that was your opportunity to make it the beginning, and it...
Okay. Hey, party people.
Are you like a 90s like radio DJ?
Hey. This is Queer Talk on 98.7 The Wave. Here we are with our guest on the show, Gayotic. Starting.
Thanks for having us.
Starting
so
right
early.
Now. Does
Gayotic.
That
Gayotic. Gayotic.
Okay.
You can
keep that.
After you left, I made the song.
You do really?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Josette.
I'm Naomi.
And I am Katie.
And we're the band Muna.
And this is our podcast, Gayotic, which is a combination between the words gay and chaotic. Which is how we've been described in interviews. We've gotten a lot of flack over the years.
Pretty much from the beginning of...
From the beginning.
Ever doing interviews.
From saying that our conversations are completely nonsensical and hard to follow, and that people like listening to us talk, but it's very confusing.
I think it's due to the fact that we don't do interviews as individuals. We always do it with the three of us. And also due to the fact that we've been together for such a long time that we... I think some people say we just have our own language, or have inside jokes that maybe we don't even know are inside jokes.
We're like assimilated, but not into society, kind of.
I mean, I just get
assimilated
so
to each
bored.
Other.
We're absolutely, yeah, we're like, we definitely live slightly in our own universe,
yeah,
to an extent.
But here's me trying.
This
is me trying. We're here,
okay. We're queer. And hand me a beer, because I am clinically depressed.
But really, this is us saying, okay, we've spent this much time being in this project. We've made 2 albums together. We're very lucky to have people that listen to our music and have invested in us as a band. And we decided to let people in a little bit on more of what it's actually like to sit in a room with us and what we think about on a daily basis, especially now that we're not touring and we are just kind of sitting and thinking and eating avocado quinoa salads.
Back to our first sponsor, Mendocino Farms.
Dee, 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 dee.
When you're hungry and you...
And you know it. Is that what you're going to say?
Eat a salad.
I wish that they could sponsor us. That would be a brand partnership that I'd be really excited for. And that would have a practical impact on my life in a really positive way.
They're so cheap. You know what I mean? Compared to anything else that you really like want to order off of like DoorDash or something.
So, okay. we've talked about this before, and this is kind of our angle for the podcast. What Katie said is, this is us trying. Don't ask us for anything. We're an incredibly cool band. You're lucky to be listening to this dumb ass thing that we're doing. Because even the dumbest thing that we do will ultimately probably be at least okay.
I think there's a lot in like this day and age because of social media. There's a lot of like the audience kind of like chooses the content that they want to see from their creators.
Yeah, be the change.
And I think that is like cute. I don't necessarily have a problem with it, but I do think that I don't know if I have faith in our ability necessarily to carry off that vibe. I think more of this vibe is going to be rather than kind of choose your own adventure for the audience. It's going to be like you show up at the cafeteria. You see we're the three lunch people. And we're putting the slop on the tray, and that's what you get. And I think you're gonna like it.
Certainly not what you not what you not what you not what you want.
Freaking
not what you want, not what you need, not what you asked for,
but what you got.
But what you got.
That's what this is going to be. It's going to be kind of what you got. And who knows? I mean, we're open to growth in every area of
our open
lives.
To be the GameStop of
podcasts.
Of the podcast world.
Yeah. If Reddit wants to pick this podcast up and say, we're all going to invest in this podcast.
We'd be open to that.
I'm cool with that. But yeah, we don't know what we're going to talk about. I do have a preconceived notion that I, as a human, talk about most of the time I'm talking about things that a lot of people try to avoid even thinking about. So I'm a little bit nervous about that.
You're just going to give people intrusive thoughts?
Yeah.
I think about this as the intrusive thought of a podcast.
It's like, I think I just live on a level that most people try not to go to.
Yeah.
So that's a concern. I don't know. I'm just going to be... All I can do is just turn that over. Show up, be me.
We suggested bringing, not we. When I say we, I mean me. We, me.
This is becoming like a trend. It's like,
you have to start censoring that.
Joe talks, it just turns into.
I think she sees the microphone and panics.
Yeah, I mean, what's funny about this
another coffee.
Is that it's like Josette in an interview, but we're not getting interviewed right now.
I know.
Like, we're just doing this
I'm just
ourselves.
Trying to have a good time. I suggested we bring Whippets. That's really, to make it stupider. Well, was not even in the realm of that. That was just so we have a better time.
That podcast would be like three very loud thuds.
No! I've never done Whip. I think you might be the only one that's done Whip.
Yeah, why do you think I'm the one who keeps messing up the way they talk?
Actions have consequences.
Mom, I'm sorry.
I do feel like I'm experiencing something similar to Joe in the sense that I do feel like I am conscious
of being recorded.
The fact that we're recording this. And it is changing the way that my brain is working.
Yeah, I feel you.
I mean, how could it not? When are we actually standing this far apart and sitting in like a triangle in
We've
front of a mic?
We've been standing this far apart
but I'm usually ignoring both of you and saying 10 things to Naomi. I'm like, okay, crazy.
But.
Yeah.
And then was just
Nick Cannon drumline
different.
Moment?
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's also the point that we're at in how long. Because to be honest, it's like ain't shit new to say. About
No, but there's
most,
old shit to say.
Sure.
About.
That's true.
You know.
Maybe that's nice.
Let's say you clicked on this.
We were a band who went to USC. We graduated years and years and years ago. And now this is what we do for a living. Struggle.
But leisurely.
But leisurely.
Yeah. We are all aspiring. We're all both
Sorry,
somehow.
Coughed, not, I don't have it, I don't think.
If that ain't the truth, when someone around you coughs, you're just like, everyone's like,
Or you sneeze even, and you're like, sorry, I sneezed. I know, it's not a symptom. I just had it's dust in my mask.
Yeah, allergies. Allergies, dude.
I've had sinus problems, and that's why I sneezed.
Yeah.
I slept with the window open.
If Muna was a breakfast meal, like not an item. I'm talking about a meal. It could also be like okay, I'll leave it to you, actually. If Muna was a breakfast, what breakfast would we be?
I went right to one of my favorite breakfasts, which you could probably guess, a classic lox bagel situation.
Whoa.
I could talk about bagels Literally, I talked about bagels earlier this morning.
But like with all the things, you know. Because what is the word that you always use for it? Briny? You call me a briny bitch?
Yeah. The Sultan of the Sea.
Yes. I feel that Muna has a lot of that flavor in it. I'm not, you know.
It's creamy. It's bread, which is good, but it's also, there's some capers,
it's
which
quite,
is
yeah,
a
it's
pop.
Quite nutritious. It's nourishing. There's also, there's an element of like.
There's something fishy going on.
But there's also, it's like, this is a treat. This is like,
it is a treat.
But we're not like sugary sweet.
No.
You know?
No way.
No, but also
we're definitely
it's like
a salty treat.
A bagel is fair.
Breakfast.
Yeah. A bagel is fair. Did you say can't eat that
can't
for breakfast?
Can't eat that for breakfast.
Not first thing in the morning, yeah. No. I feel as though I've reached a realization in my life that I need to have at least one bagel a week. And that's just...
I love
that's
that
just
for
the
you.
Kind of bitch I am at this point.
I love
no, I totally... Honestly, if I don't have some decent, like, anything... Bread can... Bread is a, you know, it's an all-encompassing thing. If
bread
I don't have
life.
Good... sort of bread, at least mine's maybe like 4 to 5 days a week actually.
Well yeah, this is bread notwithstanding, this is
yeah.
like specifically
but
a bagel related.
Yeah, no, I totally feel that when thing. My we'll order a dozen bagels at my house and my dad will eat maybe 2 a day.
Yeah, he expressed that to me recently actually.
Yeah, he did.
Respect.
How do you do that?
There's just something so good. It just makes me feel spiritually more nourished than
yeah.
a lot of things.
In
oh
high
God.
School, I used to have bagels every Friday. We would have
oh,
it
that's
first
cute.
Period.
That's cool.
Were they good?
Yeah, but it was also like, I mean, there was so much going on that time.
You couldn't even taste the bagel, really.
Well, I could, but I could only taste it through my eating disorder.
Yeah,
you know
through
what
the
I mean?
Lens
through
of
the
your
lens
so
of
So every
eating
calorie
disorder.
Of that bagel.
Yeah, and there were girls that like did this weird thing where you like pull
it?
Out. Yeah, yeah.
Where the fuck? Put- who the fuck started that shit?
ACAB, but... Call the police.
Yeah.
Really put
ACAB,
them in jail.
But call the
if
police.
If you're scooping the bread out of a bagel, you should be in prison.
Don't
because
eat
it
the,
just
don't eat the bagel.
Sad. But there was a weird thing that happened with the bagel at the time. It actually goes full circle to the cigarette thing. Because it was like, if I felt bad for eating a bagel, then there would be this thing where like you'd have your bagel in your classroom first period. You'd go to your second period class, let's say it was math, because for me it was. And there would be bagels left over in that room, and you could just keep going. Like, you could just have another bagel.
I completely relate. I completely relate to this.
Yeah. Yeah. So it would be like, if I felt bad about having one bagel,
have two.
I would have two. Yeah. And yeah. then it would be like more bagel than I really could want or need.
I have experienced yeah. a similar thing, but not through the lens of an issue, but more through the lens of, I had one, and it made my day good.
Yeah.
And I so lust.
You wanna go back
I want
to that moment.
I want to covet another bagel so badly that, I want to relive the initial, like, moment of having the little toasty, cream cheesy bagel bite in my mouth.
Well, this is funny because that's actually part of the reason.
I ate 3 bagels on Sunday.
That's lit.
But I made them. So it was
yeah,
like.
That's cool.
And they were tiny, but define tiny, actually.
But this goes back to, like, there was a part in the pandemic when I stopped drinking coffee for a while. And it was because I realized that I was getting up in the morning and I was doing everything to get to the moment in time where I could have my coffee. And everything was about that moment. And then I was, like, so attached to that experience and so kind of sad when it was over that I was like, this seems disproportionate to life, which I think is what happens when you're in the middle of a pandemic and you don't have a lot going on.
I think you in this time it just whatever ritual allows you to like approach each new day with not through the lens of like catastrophe is a good thing.
Yeah, you
know
just
what
enjoy
I mean?
What you can.
Just to enjoy, like, what? Just if you can enjoy a cup of coffee and not spiral out, or a bagel, or 3 bagels, or a dozen, who gives a shit?
Yeah, I life? Think that's my issue is that I can't enjoy.
You can't enjoy.
Yeah, I don't.
You're self-flagellating.
Know how to enjoy.
I think
or simply don't want to.
This is that's why. Tea. This is why I suggested Whippets. I swear to God, we all need to be hit with a boulder.
Back to the Whippets.
Back to the Whippets.
Yeah.
So I prepared a more random question for Naomi.
Well,
Okay.
Bingity bingy.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. What is the fashion trend that you're either predicting for 2021 or you are seeing that you're liking and you want to see more of?
Okay.
Specifically from the listeners of this podcast.
From listeners? Okay, one that I'm seeing. The thing,
or one that you think is going to happen.
I think the issue that I'm having is that I'm not seeing anything.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing shit.
Oh, trends, honey? I'm not seeing them. I'm not seeing a trend.
I haven't seen a trend since 1972. I think we're seeing a shift.
I actually feel that.
Yeah.
I just see people putting on costumes of, like, other times, but I'm not seeing a lot of actually new things.
Yeah, no, people are really diving into, like, throwback stuff. I think, like, so if we're talking collections, I'm not a huge, like, fan of this brand, but I do think the new, like, stuff from Louis Vuitton is actually really cool.
Oh, I almost clicked on that when I was, like, looking at the
They have these really cool
stuff.
Green pants that I think are good.
Wow.
I think... I think we're moving a little bit away from, like, the kind of corporate gentrified streetwear. I think that we should...
Can you give me an example of, like...
What does that mean?
What is an article of clothing that's that?
I just... Like, the chunky sneaker dad shoe trend, like, the ironic shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're maybe moving away from that a little bit into more like utilitarian, useful, like plain, kind of timeless stuff. And I know that, like, I think people are so, we've had.
Well, we did talk about, which I think might be, this is maybe a good space to bring up this concept.
Sure.
We talked about the artist uniform that we're seeing kind of cropping up.
The tank top and the suit pants.
Ribbed tank suit pants.
We've all been there.
We've all been there. And
gender
it's not
queer,
that it's.
Musician uniform.
It's not that it's a bad place to be at all. I think what I'm looking forward to is everyone feeling like they can just dress how they want. And I do think that comes with, like, when you reach a certain age in your life and you're like, I just like what I like. And as long as it's not, like, absolutely heinous, it's worth, like, taking a risk or not taking a risk, like, depending on what. And, like, if you want to buy into something that's also trending at a certain time, if you can, like, incorporate it into your style in a way that feels natural, then I'm all for that. I just want to support everyone in their own style journey. But I also, yeah, it's like weigh the pros and cons of everything. Like, take a risk and also don't. Like, take you know what I mean? Take
right.
Decide where, don't take a risk with your sunglasses and your shirt and your pants and your shoes. Like, because that, you're going to look back on that and maybe be a little bit embarrassed.
Take
That's my advice.
Take a risk with maybe one thing.
Take a risk with one thing. Or, like, yeah, step a little outside of your comfort zone. I don't think if you're not stepping a little outside your comfort zone here and there with something, where you're like, I like that. Maybe I could pull that off. You should maybe try it.
Yeah. But, I mean, you say, you know, that you don't like the risky choices everywhere, and yet,
yeah.
And yet, were you not drawn to the 19-year-old me with my turquoise beaded pants?
Was that risky choices?
My
that
head
wasn't
scarf.
A risky choice.
That was not. That was more like
my double
chaotic
guitars on my back as I ride my boys' mountain bike
with sneaker heels.
With my wedge sneaker heels.
That wow. was. But I think what you were doing, I did think about what you were wearing that time when I was first getting to know you, and I was like, it is cool in a way that she just seems to not give a fuck. Like. What is
Katie
cool
with harem
or
pants,
like, who
really.
Cares? And I do think, and I'll give you your credit, I think that you are actually, you tend to be ahead of trends. And you have been known
wow,
to be ahead of
so
certain
validating.
Specific trends.
I can't believe how validating
to,
that
to
is.
To be honest, I think Katie's now, the look on her face, it's almost like she's
I
exploding.
I want to just be silent for 1 minute and just kind of
and just
feel
that. Because I think
please,
I'm not.
Please, silence.
Oh.
Please.
I meant it. I think you've, like,
I've had that thought.
The sporty before. Sunglass thing. You were like on that way early, like mm-hmm. the kind of like mm-hmm. biker mm-hmm. sunglasses mm-hmm. moment. I think you were. Yeah, you've been on some things before. Those the are, tiny those sunglasses. Crazy time. You were on that years before other people were, and. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, so you're saying if people want to know what the trend is for 2021, just look at what Katie's wearing.
Sure. I mean, maybe.
Today, as you can probably hear, I'm wearing my new leather pants.
Squishy, it's squishy, probably squishy, audible. Squishy. In squeaking this chair. Around. The newest cool thing is audible clothing.
Yeah. That's
I feel like
true.
Once you reach a certain age, though, the trend no longer applies to you.
That is true.
I'm going for Fran. Like, I want one outfit.
I think that's the coolest thing that you can do. I don't think it's like wear the Steve Jobs turtleneck and jeans doesn't do it for me in the same way that the Fran cowboy boot jeans. Blazer
yeah.
and white shirt does it for me.
That's like the Patti Smith almost.
Yeah,
you know?
there's something to be said for a certain amount of like a minimalist look. And I do think if you find something that you feel really fucking good in, you put on those cowboy boots and those jeans and a suit, you know, jacket and shirt, you feel amazing.
Yeah.
I totally get that. Part of me is like, I do.
You kind of have that.
I have a certain kind of uniform at the moment. I would like to, at some point, be a person who does wear suits. Like,
mm-hmm.
like I would love to wear a tweed suit.
Yeah that's cute. I totally feel that.
I was looking
at. I relate to that so much.
It's those cool. YSL suits, they're so cute.
I mean, yeah. There's just so, there's.
The men's suits. Anyway, time for our next ad.
Tired pills.
What does that do? Tired pills. Ever feel a little too energized to be gay? Need a little boost of that sleepy, sleepy, sweet juice?
Honestly, if you gave me a tired pill right now, I'd knock out on the ground.
I think I would become addicted to tired pills.
Ever feel that your level of energy is out of alignment with your sexuality?
Honestly, the thing is, I feel like there are types of homosexuals who are super excited. I'm not one.
I haven't met an excited dyke in a while.
Well, when last time you met somebody?
Truly that.
That's like, whoa. Let me start by saying this show, Gayotic, is sponsored by BetterHelp.
How are you guys doing right now, speaking of BetterHelp?
Not good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, living in the world as we're experiencing it now can often be, you know, at times you'll feel elated and at other times you'll feel very depressed. And I think we oscillate between those two emotions frequently. And absolutely. It's hard to do that by yourself.
Definitely.
Well, that's why it's so nice to have a therapist that you can talk to help bring you back to what you care about in life, or just talk about, you know, the everyday problems of existence.
Yeah.
You know?
We are very pro therapy as a band.
Hell
and
yeah.
I'm also pro like getting help where you can find it. And what I love about BetterHelp is how accessible it is for people to try. I have a lot of friends where BetterHelp was like the first therapist that they
I was going to mention a friend
found.
Of ours yeah. who had a BetterHelp, who found his therapist through BetterHelp is an individual that travels quite a bit and mm-hmm. needed to be able to do it over the phone. And yeah, it's like starting therapy can be a lot like starting to date and mm-hmm. it makes you feel very nervous and you do have to find the right person and mm-hmm. BetterHelp can, you know, kind of facilitate that process a little bit.
Definitely. So we encourage all y'all to visit betterhelp.com/gayotic today and you can get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/gayotic. Go to therapy, y'all. Go,
please.
You're listening to Gayotic. Go to therapy.
Put the podcast down and get help with BetterHelp.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We were getting into this conversation of like the clothing choices, and it actually is connected to something that I was thinking about with this podcast and even with it being called gayotic, because there's this interesting thing of like, there's gay culture, but we are even kind of a subsection of that because
no culture.
Because we're not cis men.
Facts.
So our queerness is different.
Less
and our
consumable.
Sexuality is different. Even like, yeah, maybe less.
Maybe
less,
that's actually the
less
tea.
Lucrative.
Yeah, the tea actually of this conversation is that us dykes, no one wants to
eat it. No one wants to eat it. I don't think that's true specifically for you. I don't think you like that.
No, but fact, that but. Was, I don't like this fact yeah, of conversation.
Eating it, yeah, we can move away from eating it. But I think gay culture is not one thing, even though we all can say gay and we all can say that's gay or you're gay.
Uh-huh.
I think anybody.
I can easily say
can
you're
say
gay.
That. Yeah, you're gay.
Or I'm gay.
Both. But also you're gay, you know?
But yeah, it's fun that I think we're in a time now where it's like there's so much more play between, I think it might have to do with the word queer.
Yeah.
Like there's so much more play between different members of the LGBTQIA family, if you will. But when I think about, like, it's so intersectional. When I think about fashion, I think about like a Fran Lebowitz or even a Naomi McPherson.
Thank you.
Someone who is wearing the same outfit a lot. It's like happiness. That also is a statement kind of about like rejecting certain expectations of like, and it's also even layered because you're not a girl, you're a genderqueer person. But I think that
but I was socialized female, so it's like it, yeah, it's
think,
a part of the conversation.
I think
for
cis
sure.
men have allowances to wear the same outfit over and over.
Oh, 100%.
But if you're not a cis man, then you're a Lizzie McGuire outfit repeater.
Yeah.
And like they're especially even as musicians, the way we show up. I mean, we have a whole history of now of being a band and like being styled and you know, figuring out how we're gonna represent ourselves and
totally.
I flip flop a lot between like sometimes I wanna be the type of dyke who wears the same outfit every day. And then sometimes I'm like, oh, I wanna be like super glam and almost like somebody in drag, you know,
like bio drag.
You know, why,
maybe.
Both, I don't understand why both those things
can't I think it
live
can
in
be.
Harmony. Also, another question. What's a Lizzie McGuire
outfit repeater?
Yeah. Am
did
I the
not
only one?
Did you watch Lizzie McGuire?
I did, but I don't remember. Did she wear the same outfit? Do you remember this?
Naomi didn't watch.
Oh, yeah, because I know Disney.
I'm aware of what it is because I've heard people say that before, but
she
I
wore the
I
same outfit every
show.
Episode?
No, so she wore the same outfit in one episode, and then the popular girl in school, Kate, I think her name was Kate, said Lizzie McGuire is an outfit repeater.
You know what? And that's a commentary about late stage capitalism in the early 2000s,
right?
And how
yeah.
obsessed we were with being commodifiable, unique objects of desire, even mm-hmm. as young children,
right?
Deeply damaging, scarring time to be alive. I think we will.
And the
I
mechanism
be,
of like
totally.
Shaming somebody for
horrible.
Let's say not being able to afford an endless amount of accessories.
That was
so,
a real thing.
You
like,
wore a uniform too, right?
I wore a uniform.
You had a dress code too.
I had uniform.
I praise God for that. I've praised God in my little dyke body that I had a uniform.
I think that uniform, and this is a conservative.
No, I agree with you.
Like a socially conservative opinion. In some sense, I think that, but it's also maybe like a way of trying to find equity in our current reality is like being able to flex with like brands and stuff is leftover and dumb and
yeah,
so silly. And I think, yeah, I think being like committing to wearing one kind of outfit is sort of also rejecting like the idea of needing to like prove something by engaging with certain like moments in fashion. I always just yeah. think about like how much it meant when I was in middle school for like people to have Hollister and Abercrombie
logos mm-hmm. on their shit mm-hmm. and like or like polo on stuff.
Yeah.
Even in a place that had like a dress code, it was still about like
really?
Yeah, totally. Well, because you could get like collared shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
From those places and like
we had to buy ours from the same place.
So that's I think that is actually helpful for young people.
But the thing is, some people can't. The thing is, I guess other students can like donate their clothes, which is like how a lot of people got clothes. But also, I just hated the fact that sometimes I guess you could wear pants and shorts, but on like dress days, you'd have to wear a skirt, and it just. I would like everyone to have to wear a long sleeve polo shirt and Dickies.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I hear what you're saying about like that is a just a product of it's like a sign of the times, the Lizzie McGuire outfit repeater phenomenon. But I also think that it has shifted now where the classism and like the functions of capitalism have mutated where
it's weird. Yeah.
The elite now
look like hell.
Are kind of outfit repeaters.
Yeah, they look like hell.
And you wouldn't be able to tell.
Totally.
And they're spending their money on wellness.
And that's brutal.
Yeah,
like the totally. Ultra rich do, like if you watch Succession, They look like shit.
Only a little bit.
I feel like the point of the styling on that show is so smart. And it does feel like it's like they just kind of look, they don't look cool. Like yeah, they're totally. Billionaires. They don't need to look cool.
Yeah.
And like if you're a rich, like person, celeb, mm-hmm. you know, rolling out of your like whatever car into the chateau, you can be wearing like sweatpants with a hole in the ass and nobody would say anything. They'd right. be like, that's cool.
But they're right. like $500 sweatpants. Totally. Like James Pierce.
Yeah.
Even though there's
very comfortable, but.
Anyway, it is. I think it has almost been like 45 minutes.
Is it time for an ad?
Yeah, I think it actually is time for our next sponsor.
I know a place where you can listen to this podcast. Hey, we're the band Muna, and this is our.
I just want you guys to know that Josette has her hand on her ear right now.
Well, she's getting
a message from like she's in the field reporting.
So anyway, I just wanted to say that, but please continue with the ad.
Fuck.
See?
You made me.
Conviction.
Yeah, it's hard.
Nobody made
no,
you.
No, you did this. You did this
not
to me.
How it works.
You did this to me.
I hate you.
Oh, boy. Okay. Okay, before we wrap this.
Which is insane if we're actually wrapping this, because we haven't said anything about, like, who we are as a band and, like, anything about our story.
Isn't this
like,
point.
I know that we called it chaotic because we were, like, we have to be realistic about how good we can do with this. But, like, even still, I'm, like, aghast at really, truly how.
I did say we met at USC and I did ask you about us as being a bagel.
What else could you possibly want to know?
Here's the question. Like, are we going to be, like, talking about what we're doing right now?
I mean, we can, but it's not like I want to be like, oh, today in the studio.
Okay, I just want you guys to know she did the ear thing again. She put her hand.
You also didn't see me. I shook my head.
Yeah.
I was like, today in the studio, we are breaking down some fat ass beats.
Yeah, I know. I don't think we need to do that. Although, like, maybe we do, because I'm sure there's probably a lot of men on.
Oh yeah, to know that we know how to do it.
Here's how you break down.
And actually, here's how you actually break down a fat beat, because the way that you were breaking it down is actually the way an idiot breaks it down.
I'm gonna cry myself.
And my proof of that is my SoundCloud stream with one fucking listen. Shut the hell up,
bitch.
I think that's it. I think I
don't tell us what to do.
It was more than 2 minutes.
Don't tell us how to run our show. This is our show.
Tell me what to do.
And don't, you know. That's it.
I think we're going to kind of just top you guys, and you're just going to enjoy it.
You're just going to have to like it. Sorry.
I felt offended. That was a little bit scary.
Like I said.
And now a break from our sponsors.
A break from.
I was really trying to signal Katie.
Now an ad.
Yeah, now an ad.
Topping to stop ads.
Ready to be topped? By a hat, I mean.
Muna's big bag of hats.
Remember when Joe, actually, this is a real thing. Remember when Joe got $1,000 gift card to a fucking hat store?
Guys, I still have a gift card.
That's the richest thing ever.
I'm not going to say who gave it to you, but to give somebody a gift card.
What do you do with that? What am I going to do with a hat that expensive?
Well, did you ever do anything with
it? No. You know why? The hats are too expensive to buy with just $1,000.
So you need to contribute another
$1,000. I wonder if I could sell it on eBay for less.
This is what you say every time this gets brought up, but it's been like 5 years now.
Yeah, it's probably expired, but also it's like, who's going to buy that?
Oh, wow, my order from, I did get that leather vest, and it has arrived in the house.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Are you trying
to be like a leather daddy?
A little bit, yeah.
Wow.
I think having a leather moment.
Wait, didn't you have something you wanted to do, Naomi?
Yeah. I'm just resisting talking about Toppington's top hats. Ready to get topped like the little bleep that you are?
By a smashing hat, I mean.
I imagine someone getting squashed
like
by a hat.
The dashing fashions of Bridgerton.
You love Toppington. Okay, well.
I hear a little like sound that's kind of like, and then that top hat comes on.
Yeah.
No.
Do you do a spin?
Sure.
I'm imagining
a video
like
where someone's
the Monopoly guy.
And they spin into a new outfit.
And then the top hat comes on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm imagining something completely different. Yeah. It's fine.
And then somebody walked onto the frame with just a big strap.
We're all in the palaces of our own minds. I gotta tell you, that wasn't in mine, but.
What do you mean a big strap? Like a big strap on?
No, certainly a big gun.
Is that less offensive to you, Josette?
What are you? A gun?
Talk about being repressed.
What if it's a penis shaped like a gun?
My penis is shaped like a gun.
What if that was the strap you ordered? Because I do know people that they want a strap, but they don't want one that looks like an actual dick.
Yeah, but do you call it a strap?
What would you call it?
A strap on?
I think in some ways, the further we stray away from the penis look, I'd
rather it not look like a wiener.
The closer to God.
Unless you want it to look like a wiener.
I would say the further we stray from God, because the ones that I see when I go into places, it's like, we got to find somewhere in the middle where it's like, it's not an offensive color, but it's normal. And it's not a rainbow, you know? It's not like...
Oh, you don't...
It's not
a dragon
penis.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
You don't like the dragon penis.
I feel like I want to bring...
From human to like, this is a monster's penis.
I don't want to buy a dragon penis, but it's like... And part of me, it's not like I want to engage with it, but there's something that's so wonderful. You know what I mean? When you want to just take that home, have that like just out. Let's say you had someone coming over and you just had the dragon penis like on the couch and you just don't say anything about it and you just...
It's just next to you on the couch like a person. Like,
yeah. I feel like
in
that's
with a soda.
The same. You wanting to do that is like, it's the same drive that makes you like say the type of things that you say in interviews. Like, you just like to do shit to just see other people.
Ashton Kutcher, you know. Pranked.
Yeah, this is actually...
Pranked, my bad.
Absolutely pranked.
Ashton Kutcher got pranked.
So you wouldn't want a dragon penis.
I mean, I think it's like, I think about
if
that.
If you had to choose between
my
a regular...
My little nippies get a little bit... Ooh.
They do or
okay,
they don't.
Okay, so it really seems like you would. You would want one.
What kind of dragon?
This is good to know. Her birthday's coming up.
Have you seen... Do you know... You
Wait,
know what I'm talking
Naomi,
about.
Oh, yeah, we do. We do, because remember we looked up that...
Vice article. There was a moment when Vice articles were, like, really having a big...
Wiener time.
Moment. Like, where, like, scandalous things are happening, and it's, like, the craziest shit you've ever heard in your life, and that was one of them.
We were in that apartment at USC, and we were on that couch looking up dragon dicks.
Wow.
In college.
It was totally... And that,
at least I know
time.
Naomi and I were looking up dragon dicks.
It was a different time. It was totally...
It was a different time. So young. A dragon dick, we looked at it and we're like, this could be interesting.
Yeah, but I think that's what you said. I think you feel like it still could be. And I think that's...
What does the dragon look like? You didn't give me any information. Are we talking Game of Thrones? Or are we talking like
the ones
Yu-Gi-Oh?
I've seen.
Is there dragons in
the
Yu-Gi-Oh?
Ones I've seen are.
It's a disembodied, colorful, insane looking thing that in no way seems as though it would be. I mean,
they're like more engorged. I'll just show you some photos.
Anyway, it's very bizarre.
We'll table this.
This is just to say that I think that the truly human penis vibe is not the vibe, and the dragon is also not the vibe.
Totally.
To be honest, but what if you're turned on by dragon?
Yeah, I think you're it's all to. Fine as a vibe
not
for whoever
vibe.
It is. Yeah,
yeah. No, my personal,
that's what you're saying.
My personal vibe is like it's a thing that could be a penis.
It could be if I stretched my imaginings.
I feel like what this is teaching me right now is like that we actually are going to need to record things for like 2 or 3 hours
and then, cut it down.
Well, maybe cut it down, or like that we'll have to like actually start once we've like already talked for like an hour.
Well, that's kind of why I feel like we should maybe keep going
right now.
Yeah,
you too tired? Oh, dragon!
Oh god!
I want to like I can't really spend the money. It's like I'm like I want a purse made of cigarettes.
And that's where we ran out of gay energy. Thank you for listening, and that's what you get, as promised. We'll be back when we feel like it for a little bit more of Gayotic.
This episode was sponsored by Tired Pills.
That was a HeadGum podcast.